Hello there, and welcome back to the Just Jill podcast. I've been a bit off the radar for a bit. I've had a lot going on in my life, but I'm really happy to be back and to share with you some new things that I've been learning and thinking about, just to bring conversations out in the open and get us talking about the things that matter in life. Today, we're going to talk about trauma triggers. Now, I've done quite a lot of research about this leading up to doing the podcast because it's quite a touchy subject and it's quite a complex subject. And Wikipedia says the following: a trauma trigger is a psychological stimulus that prompts recall of a previous traumatic experience. The stimulus itself need not be frightening or traumatic and may be only indirectly or superficially reminiscent of an earlier traumatic incident, such as a scent or a piece of clothing. Trauma triggers can also be a symptom of post-traumatic stress disorder from any big event that's happened in life. And for some people, that might be a grief or a loss that has triggered something, a breakup, perhaps some abuse that occurred. All the following things create this fight or flight stimulus in our body. We get into habits. Our body responds to these things in habitual ways. To be clear, I am not a psychologist, I am not a counsellor. I maybe like to do that one day, but that's a whole other story. But these are just things that I've learned in my own journey from the internet and my own experiences and talking to other people and sort of observing human behaviour. So trauma triggers can be a symptom or a sign of post-traumatic stress disorder. And they can fall into two categories: internal triggers and external triggers. Internal triggers are things that you feel or experience inside your body. Things like anxiety, feeling abandoned, feeling lonely, feeling out of control, feeling vulnerable, memories, pain, racing heartbeat, sadness, all those kind of things where your body is trying to tell you something, your body is communicating something, or it's gone into an automatic response mode to something that has happened where your body is responding in a certain way. Our bodies are really clever because they communicate to us, and it fascinates me actually. External triggers can be things like a specific place where something happened and it brings back a memory for you. Watching a movie or a television show that reminds you of a traumatic event. So sometimes if we watch something on the news or something like that, it can trigger maybe something that is a button that can be pressed for us. So we need to be careful what we feed our minds and our bodies with. That's why a lot of people now on social media put a trigger warning before they've done their captions or before they put a video about a certain subject, if it be quite a heavy subject, because some people need that warning to know whether they can consume that or not, or whether they're in a place to consume that or not. It can be the end of because obviously when we break up with someone, it brings up stuff from the past of other breakups. And if we're not careful, our automatic trigger response, a trauma trigger response, can just go into the last time I felt like this, this is what I did. Also, another trauma trigger, the external, can be a certain smell or a certain fabric or something that reminds you of a situation that you've been through, or someone's words that spark off something and trigger something that causes you to relive that trauma. So those are some of the examples that I found on the internet that describe trauma triggers for me. And I wanted to talk about this because I think there's a lot of people in lockdown and in the pandemic that we're in now, and even that can be a bit of a trauma trigger because it's something that's considered quite a crisis, really. We're not in normal times right now. We go into crisis mode, and for some people that can trigger other times that they were in a crisis. So I think it's timely. I think also coming out of the pandemic, there may be people that have to have counselling because of post-traumatic stress disorder and all those things that can come from having to just deal with being in fight or flight mode, which can be a trigger for some people's trauma. In my own words, I've said that a trauma trigger is anything that hits a raw nerve that needs healing. Any response that is knee-jerk, seemingly irrational, unmeasured, instantaneous response to something. Some examples of trauma triggers. Here's one. I start dating somebody. They spend a whole day waiting to text me back, or even 4 hours. And the reality of the situation is perhaps that person is busy or that person is just pacing the relationship. But because of my trauma of a past relationship in which someone spent a long time texting me back and then I never heard from them again, this triggers trauma in me. And it's not so much the person is responsible for that, but it's what it does and in my initial bodily response to the perceived situation. And a lot of trauma trigger, I do believe, is about perception as well, because sometimes we're responding from a past hurt rather than what's currently happening in any given situation. Another example of a trauma trigger, one that I've experienced myself actually, is someone tells me I look beautiful without makeup. But because of some of the trauma that has come from, for me, being a woman of faith and working out my own salvation and people judging me for the amount of makeup I wear and the way I present myself, instead of hearing I look beautiful without makeup, I just hear don't wear as much makeup as that. That's what I hear, because it's triggering a past experience. Another example might be a friend telling you they're upset when you weren't sensitive to their feelings. And because of my trauma or said person's trauma, fear of abandonment, someone says to you, I'm upset with you, and you hear, I don't want to speak to you again, because it's triggered something from the past. It's triggered when this last happened to me, I experienced A, B, and C. I experienced someone walking away from me as a result of saying that they're disappointed in me. Whereas the reality may be this person's just upset about this situation and we're going to move forward from here. I've done a bit of research on some of the ones that I'm less familiar with, but I do understand nonetheless. And so some of the external triggers could be, like I said earlier, the smell of an aftershave. If somebody has been perhaps attacked or in an unpleasant situation or abused and they smell a certain smell, it can bring back a memory where their body just responds to that. It's like a stimulus thing. Their body responds to that in fight or flight mode. I think we underestimate trauma triggers as well, because they are very much a part of life, unfortunately, because we're living in the real world. We're living in a fallen world. We're living in an imperfect world. So trauma triggers are all around us, really, especially right now. We're in a pandemic. We are told to stand a certain amount away from people. You have to be careful of this. You have to wash your hands at this time. That can be quite triggering for some people. For people with OCD, perhaps that's a trigger because it triggers a weakness that's already within them. So what can we do about trauma triggers? Well, as I've said, I'm not a psychologist, but we do know that there's help out there and there are licensed professionals that are trained in this area to deal with the effects of some of these things. I would advise, because I think a lot of people of faith and well-meaning people often go to church elders and pastors to deal with things that actually need people that have studied the psychology and the functioning of the human body. So I would say, if you're struggling with trauma triggers or you feel like you're triggered very often and it's a constant fight or flight, I would advise to go and see someone that specializes in that. For me as a Christian, I like to go to someone that has a faith base, but I also think it's important that they have a knowledge of how this happens and post-traumatic stress disorder, because faith is a beautiful thing, but needs to be coupled with professional help, because otherwise we're going into territory of, like, sometimes in the Christian faith especially, there can be this thing of like, well, if you prayed this certain prayer, then you would be okay. You know, Jesus is the healer. He is the ultimate healer. He is the ultimate life giver. So it's not undermining that, but it is saying that perhaps Jesus has placed people in professional positions to facilitate that healing. And that, coupled with prayer, good accountability, rest, self-care, all of those things, it's a holistic approach. So we don't negate the faith aspect if you are a Christian and you are walking in faith, but we do say that actually there are people that have studied this. My point being that the most important thing is that true healing takes place. Some scriptures that have really helped me on my journey to combating trauma triggers are the following. First one is Psalm 107, 13 to 16, and it says, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains." Isn't that beautiful? When you cry out to the Lord in genuine, "I don't know what to do about this," he's going to deliver you from that distress if we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I think another great scripture, especially in the current worldwide pandemic we're in, is Psalm 91, 4-6, which says, "He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday." I love that, because it's talking about all those things that could be external triggers, like the deadly disease, for example, right now that could be COVID, arrow that flies by the day, those spiritual arrows, those words that people might come at us with, those things that remind us of ways that we used to be spoken to as a child or something. All those things, we're told that if we put on the armor of God, that we can use him as our armor against letting those into our soul and spirits and helping us to not let those things destroy us. And another one, obviously, I love, which I think I've used quite a lot in some of the other podcasts to do with other subjects, is, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline." And that's not to say that we won't feel fear. That's not to say that we won't be triggered. But it is to say that even in that, as we walk through that and we trust God, he is with us and he was holding us and keeping us safe. And actually, any spirit that is not bringing love, peace, joy, sound mind is probably not of God, because he brings peace and he brings hope and he brings a sound mind and power. So in that moment when we're triggered, because it will happen, we live in a world where there's so many triggers around us. We only have to go on social media and people are arguing, sharing their opinions, sometimes unwarranted, about things, and fighting things and fighting each other on social media. And we only have to go on there sometimes to be triggered. I know for me, I can find that quite triggering. My instinct is to fight my corner and to say my opinion, because we're living in a world just everyone wants an opinion all the time. Self-discipline is a fruit of the spirit, self-control. So we have to know what we're allowing in. We need to be in control of ourselves and aware of what triggers us so we can live a healthy life and hopefully help other people on this journey as well. The final scripture I'm going to share is Psalm 23:4, which says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." I think that's probably the best one that I've said in this podcast as far as dealing with trauma triggers, because it's not saying that we aren't going to walk through these things. We are going to maybe be around things that remind us of something that happened. We are going to sometimes, unfortunately, encounter people that say something that triggers our inner child. But what we can know within that is, even when we're walking through that darkest valley, if we stay close to God and have faith in him, he is walking us through that and he's beside us. He is protecting us and comforting us in that. And that's so reassuring. Finally, I want to encourage you, if you have trauma triggers, to go and seek professional help. I'll put some links in the bio down there in the show notes for the podcast listeners. I would say self-care is important. Know what works for you. Know what your sensitivities are. Know when you need to take a time out. We live in such a hustle bustle society that's important to know when to take your hands off the reins and to just get back to that place of rest. Know your own rhythms, know what triggers you, and know what you feed your mind and your body and your spirit with, whether that be music, TV. Know your limits. Some people can take more than others with that. I know I have friends that can watch certain TV shows and it doesn't trigger anything in them, but for me, if I watch something about anxiety, it can trigger the fact I've had anxiety. And so I know that sometimes I might need to avoid that. And that is just life. You know, I'm not sufficient in my own strength. It's only God's strength that makes me sufficient. And if I'm aware of that and I keep diligent, I don't get it right all the time. But if I just keep aware of the fact that sometimes A, B, and C is going to trigger me, then I can be a bit more diligent and intentional about what I put in my mind, my body and my soul. In self-care time, knowing when you're on burnout, because when we're not taking care of ourselves and when we're not taking time to nourish ourselves, whether that be spiritually, emotionally, physically, our body is going to go into some old habits, and old habits die hard. So before those habits are changed, you just need to be gentle with yourself in that process of changing that knee-jerk reaction that sometimes comes with trauma triggers. Thank you everyone that has joined this podcast. I'm sorry I've been away for a bit, but thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something from it. I know I did, and even just to be reminded that this is a common thing that a lot of people deal with is refreshing, and it's helpful for me. So I hope it is for you too. I'm going to be doing one more final episode of Just Jill, and then I'm going to be taking a break and starting a new series whilst I work on music and all the other things that I do in my life. So we've got another one after this, and it's a really exciting subject. I can't wait to share it with you. So stay tuned. Do subscribe for the YouTubers by clicking below, or if you're a podcast listener, click on the link so you can get the new podcasts as they come through. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you're having a beautiful day. But wherever you are, I pray that you are in peace, that you are surrounded by goodness and love, and I hope to see you here at Just Jill very soon. Much love.